Well, welcome to Women in Podcasting. My name is Denise Taylor, and it is my privilege to be your special guest host today. Once a month, I get the opportunity to show up on this virtual stage and share all my magic with you. I am so excited, and I consider it a privilege, and I'm going to thank Jennifer every month for opening up the door and making way for me to be here with you. Now, if we haven't met, here's a couple of things that I think you should know about me. I am the host of two phenomenal podcasts. The first one is called Embrace Your Power. And guess what? I just celebrated my 100th episode. Now, imagine that. 100 consecutive weeks of launching brand new podcasts each and every week to my listening audience. I feel so accomplished. In fact, I think it's absolutely amazing. My second podcast is I'm the Good Thing. Now, that format is a little bit different. I actually release episodes 3 times a week. They're short episodes that are intended to just energize your day. Speaking of which, one of the latest things that Jennifer so graciously shared with us are the podcast affirmations. Now, if you're anything like me, I get buzzed anytime I can affirm something good about myself. Now, this is what I love about Jennifer. She gives us so much great content to not only encourage ourselves, but to use on social media. And so if you have not been to the womeninpodcasting.net website, you are missing your greatest support. She has so much available for us there. And another one of my favorites is the elevator pitch framework that she has laid out to help us be able to share the message of our podcast very seamlessly. If you will take time to do that, that will be a game changer in your podcast journey because you'll be able to talk so fluidly about how you show up, who you serve, and why someone should listen. So I want to invite you to go and check out the website, womeninpodcasting.net. There's so much available to you there. And in addition, she has some VIP opportunities that you can take advantage of as well. Now, I committed to bringing some great voices to this platform and sharing with you some of the phenomenal people that I know in the podcast industry. And so I'm so excited to bring a guest to the table today and allow you to get a chance to meet LaShonda Smith. Now, LaShonda has a podcast. The name of her podcast is the First Year Business Podcast. It's one that she has created for first-time business owners to have tools at their disposal to help them through that first year. So she's going to come with some very fundamental tips to help you get out of the gate.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
And so, LaShonda, thank you for accepting my invitation. Before we jump into your podcasting experience, do us a favor and introduce us a little bit more to you.
Okay. So, of course, I'm LaShonda, you know, and I am a content creator slash business coach. And it's so funny because I feel like that title kind of changed throughout the years based on what I'm doing at the time, but that's pretty much what I am. And as you said before, you know, I have a podcast that is specifically for new business owners, but then I also have my YouTube channel that is for not necessarily established business owners, but people who are looking to scale their business, people who are looking to use content creation as a way to build their platforms and build their community. community. And so I wear a lot of hats. And my overall goal is to help women entrepreneurs create a lifestyle that they desire or that they really want and step outside of the traditional roles of like the 9-to-5 job and like having to essentially get requests from someone higher up to live the life that they want, essentially. So that's what my brand is all about.
I love that. And I also love the fact that you've allowed yourself to evolve, because sometimes we can pigeonhole our own selves by thinking we have to stay with one niche or one context. But I love that you've evolved and said, you know, this is what I am now. And that means a couple of years from now, you can give yourself grace and space to be able to stretch anymore.
Absolutely.
Or not anymore, but some more.
Some more. Yeah.
All right. So I love to say that it's our why that makes us grab that mic, that beautiful mic that we sit at and we share our lives, we share our stories. It's the why. So tell me more about your compelling why that keeps you showing up.
That is such a great question. So I knew from a young age that the traditional job was not for me. Okay. And so my entrepreneur journey has been all around that from the very beginning. And when I think of my why, I think of helping other people step outside of that traditional role, especially if you're like a single mom. I'm a single mom, or I was a single mom when I started becoming an entrepreneur. And so just being able to call your own shots, being able to decide how much money you want to make and not be limited to someone saying yes to you. And I'm thankful that I have been birthed into an era of online, like, you know, the internet, right? So you really get the opportunity to make the amount of money that you want with no one, you know, kind of keeping you to a certain level. And that is the why behind what I do. I was a server for so many years, like 10 plus years. So I know what it's like living in poverty and living paycheck to paycheck and not really knowing how to get out of that, like that hamster wheel, right? And entrepreneurship allowed me to create a new type of lifestyle for me and my family, where I can be here and homeschool my kids today and not have to worry about the things I had to worry about when I was in a job. So now that I know what that feels like, my why is to get other women to get that experience and call their own shots in their life.
Oh my God, I love that. That's so compelling.
Thank you, girl.
Yes, that is so compelling. I love that. And so when you think of your podcast, like, tell me about the podcast from your perspective and in your own words, and describe a little bit more about your listening audience.
Okay. So that's a really good question. So in reference to my podcast, like I said, it's for new business owners. I will say though, when I first started the podcast, it was very broad. I was like, any new business owner, you know, product-based business owner, service-based, like whatever. And I realized going into season 2 that I need to niche the podcast down just a little bit, because I want to target a specific listener. And so because I'm very passionate about the online space, in season 2, I'm pivoting to focusing more on coaches, content creators, and service providers who are trying to build a brand in the online space to promote their business. So whenever I do my content in season 2, I'm going to be focusing my content more so on helping those type of business owners who are new, like brand new to the space. I also have a couple of clients who at this moment are new to like coaching or, you know, even doing anything on social media. And they have questions that I feel when I first started that I didn't have a resource to turn to get those answers. Because with a lot of business coaches I see, they really teach you about scaling and teaching you about like the, once you're in like the level 2 and level 3 stage of your business. But a lot of people really leave the level 1 people who are just starting to get into the, you know, the platforms and the social media presence. They kind of get like left hanging to figure it out on their own. So that's why I created the podcast as a way for you to use it as a tool. And when you get these different questions, I'm going to be answering those and helping you throughout the process in that first year. So that's like,
you know what? Here's what I will say to you, because I'm definitely not in my first year, But as you know, because I'm DMing you like, oh, that was a good episode. Yeah. So as you know, I do listen, right?
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that's important for people is to not ignore the value of repetition, not ignore the value of reminder, because sometimes when we listen at certain things, we get that one key nugget, but there was like 15 nuggets that were shared, right?
Yeah.
But in this one occurrence, in this one day, it was that one nugget that stood out. And so that's why I like going back to the fundamentals, like what you're talking about, these beginning stages and the things that you should keep your eye on.
You know, I feel that there's a system, and that's why I call like my listeners are levels and essentially on the back end. So there's a level one who's like maybe 0 to 6 months into their business. Then there's a level twos who's maybe like 6 months to 12 months. So now they have a business, they have their offer, but they're struggling to make the sales. They're struggling to build a community. And then the level three, where maybe they are on YouTube, they have their podcast, they have their offers, but they're getting like inconsistent sales and they're ready to kind of like scale it up a bit. And so when I create my content, whether it's on YouTube or on the podcast, I'm keeping those three levels in mind so that I can know how to break it down based on the level that they're in. Because like perfect example, like when I'm talking to my clients, I'll mention like something that is, I guess, terminology in the space, like a content calendar, for example, or a content bank. And a lot of the times, if they're like a level one, they'll be like, what's that? Like, they don't even know that they need to do that. And so creating episodes specific to those tiers really helps me to allow them to resonate with it and put it into action based on the stage that they're in. I hope that makes sense.
That's awesome. And I love how you are targeting them, because a lot of times, you're right, when we are thinking about coaching, we're thinking about that second and third and more advanced level. But there's a lot of people who just, when you say show up on social media, they're like, what does that mean? You
right.
know? And so being able to give them guidance along that perspective for how to just really get out of the gate makes a huge difference.
Absolutely.
So as you know, we are definitely talking to fellow podcasters today. And so I want to just kind of tap into your experience as it relates to your podcast. Describe for me your podcast journey. Give me like three words that come to mind when you think about your podcast journey, and then tell me why you selected each of those words.
Okay. So if I had to give you three words, the first one right off the top would be fulfilling. The first one is fulfilling. The second one is fun. And the third word would be challenging. And then I'm going to elaborate why I chose those words. So the reason why I choose fulfilling is because, first of all, I like to talk. Okay. I love to talk. And this, being able to do podcast episodes, really allows me to create an intimate experience where I'm just having a natural dialogue. And even though it'd be feeling like you're talking to yourself at the beginning, you know, I can talk to myself. Okay. And I can talk about a lot of good stuff. And so when I started doing podcasting, I realized that this is the most fulfilling piece of content that I can create for my brand. So even if I don't make a dime from it, it is so fulfilling to be able to talk to my listeners and then get DMs of people that's like, oh my God, the episode was so great. Or, oh, I was able to do this with that. And me knowing like that they're either going on a run and I'm in their ear, they're going to pick up the kids and I'm in their ear, you know, like that just fulfills me. Now, the second word I chose is fun, because I have fun when I create my podcast. And this is what I try to teach my clients. Like if they start podcasts or whatever, I'm like, keep it simple. Don't try to start with all the bells and whistles and overwhelm yourself in the process, because it's not all like, you don't have to do all of that. At least not at the beginning. Like just get used to the process, because if you pull out your mic and you pick a topic and you just start talking, if you like to talk like me, I will say, because everybody don't like to talk. But if you like to talk like me and you have really good conversations with like your friends and family, it's fun. I love creating my podcast. And then the third word I chose is challenging, because I'm not going to front. When you are promoting your podcast, it is a different type of promotion. It is not like any type of content that you promote, because it's audio format. So there's not really a lot of avenues that you can really utilize when it comes to that. So you have to be creative. And that's when like the video comes into play. And that's when like, if you don't do video and you do audio only, I find that doing speaking engagements really, really help with getting more listeners. But you just have to be more creative when it comes to marketing. And so it's a challenge. Like, it's a challenge that I like to try to play with and see how I can get more listeners. So those are my three words.
I love it. I love your feedback. That's, I can resonate with so much of what you were sharing. Now, in this community of women podcasters, I want you to just take a couple minutes and share something that would encourage women to stick with it. Because as you know, you said it was challenging, and you and I know it's a lot to keep up with, you know, the planning and the preparation. So what advice would you have for women in encouraging them?
Absolutely. Do not stop. And I actually had a phone call with someone yesterday who was very discouraged. And I feel like more people are maybe experiencing this, especially if you're new to like being a business owner, maybe you just don't have the support on the back end of being an entrepreneur. Get the wrong people out of your ear. Stop listening to everybody that is telling you either you can't do it or you need to do it like this or that, or you need to be very mindful of the people that you take advice from. Because I find that when you are maybe like you're the only entrepreneur in your family, or, you know, maybe all of your friends are in corporate America or whatever, they will not understand your vision. And that's okay. That's okay. But learn from that. And when you start sharing certain things about your business and you notice that they don't give you the response that you're looking for, stop sharing stuff with those people and get yourself in the right communities. And this is what I'm working on this year as well, getting, you know, being more intentional about joining communities that are like-minded women and having goals and things like that. Surround yourself with people who understand your dream and will support you. Because you cannot do this entrepreneur journey by yourself. You can't. You need the support. And a lot of the times, the people who do not know you and they meet you through like another avenue will be your biggest supporters before the people that are closer to you will. Okay, so that's my advice.
Thank you, LaShonda, for such a great conversation. And I hope you guys will be supportive and go and subscribe to our podcast. Be sure to rate and review, because we all know that helps us in our listening journey. And once again, be sure to go to the womeninpodcasting.net website. There are so many resources available to help support your success and to help you on your journey. I'm Denise Taylor, and it was so great being with you today. And I look forward to seeing y'all next month.